This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3277 for Tuesday the 23rd of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, Microsoft in my Debian Repo. It is hosted by Archer72, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Microsoft, Raspberry Pi, Bash, Script.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Morning, Hacker Public Radio. I'd like to welcome to you to another episode. But before I start, I'd like to encourage anyone listening to pick up a microphone and any recording device and record anything of interest to hackers for this show. For a show of your own. As of this recording, February 13th, 2021, the Raspberry Pi Foundation has added a repository for VS Code. I didn't really want anything related to Microsoft code in my repository, even though it didn't affect me because I didn't pull down. It doesn't affect you until you get the VS Code software, but still I just didn't want the chance of being tracked. I tried burning a few distros to different SD cards and trying them out, but settled back on trying out Debian, pure Debian, as the dongle that I was using only had software available for that. I actually found out a little bit later that Arch has a repository for that same software that's available on GitHub for this dongle, RTL 8812. Anyways, the other software that I am using current on the other SD card I had that was running Raspberry Pi OS, I run Kodi on it and I run Emulation Station with RetroPie as the front end. And when I tried using the regular Debian, I wasn't able to compile and install everything as I had wanted, as I had hoped to. So as one wise person said in the HBR community, I just took the path least resistance and put the old SD card that had all the setups for the RetroPie and the Kodi setup, and recreated the repo name with a mutable tag, and I'll show that on the show notes. Since that repo is available on Arch, I may try it at a later date, but for right now this is working, and right now this works for my setup. One little thing I noticed in some of the tutorials, people are using apt-get, and in the recent years, as a tip, Debian now can just use apt to install program. The conversation about this subject started on the mailing list, so if you would like to continue that conversation, do so, or if you have a comment about it, leave it here. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and always remember to use free software. Bye-bye. I'm back. I didn't mention that the dongle is a TP-Link Archer T2U. I'll leave a description about where to find this in the show notes and the GitHub repository to pull down to be able to use it. It uses DKMS modules, and I'll also list in the show notes how to utilize that. Okay, this is the end.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.